98.5 UPS, your Midday Mama here with you until 3 this afternoon. Now, last week we spoke with Brian from the American Red Cross. I have him on the line once again today. Let's get an update on what's going on. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm well, Tammy. Thank you for having us back on.
Oh, of course. Now, Brian, I'm assuming that the floodwaters have begun to recede in all of the areas that have been affected. So what's the update on what's happening?
Over this past weekend, our workforce was out and interacting with members from the community. Several thousand homes have been surveyed by our disaster assessment teams. And additionally, we've worked very diligently to transition out of having emergency shelters established and transitioning those displaced residents into non-congregate locations like hotels and college dormitories.
Okay.
At this time, we've opened 17 locations over the course of the weekend.
Wow.
And we'll continue working with our volunteers on the ground and local government partners to see if we need to open more.
Wonderful. So that gives those displaced residents a little more privacy, definitely helps with the social distancing aspect that you're dealing with as well.
Absolutely. And the coronavirus is the big motivator for us to shy away from a large gymnasium-type shelter setting.
Sure.
So just with the guidance of public health and the executive orders issued by our governor, we wanted to do our utmost to ensure the safety of everyone at this time.
Wow. So you still have a huge job in front of you.
Yes, it'll certainly be a challenging couple weeks as these communities continue to move forward into the recovery phase of a disaster. But we just want to reassure everyone that's listening at home that the Red Cross is here to continue to support as long as there's needs by the impacted residents. So I'd just like to mention anyone who needs assistance from the American Red Cross can reach out to us by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by reaching us at redcross.org.
Wonderful. And Brian, I understand that the Red Cross has partnered with the United Way of Midland County as well.
We have. This is another instance of the coronavirus impacting the way that we respond to and react after a disaster. The Red Cross is relying on the United Way and their capabilities to handle donations on our behalf. So anyone that's looking to make physical donations of goods, clothing, blankets, bedding, cleaning supplies are encouraged to reach out to 211 or the United Way's website to find locations to make those donations. I will say also that we, the Red Cross, we've been providing cleanup kits to impacted residents. We've distributed several hundred at this time, but we know that there will continue to be a need. I'd like to mention if anyone's looking to make a financial donation to help cover the expenses of the supplies that we've been distributing, just a number that's easy to share is each cleanup kit that we provide costs about $20. We don't turn away any financial donation. Anyone that's able to contribute to the response efforts would be encouraged to go to our website as well.
That's wonderful. And we still have that link on our website as well. So at WUPS.com, just a quick click and you're on the Red Cross site as well. So, well, Brian, we thank you for everything that you and your crew, the boots on the ground, so to speak, have done throughout this entire holiday weekend. And you're always there when you're needed. So, again, a huge thank you from me and I know from all of our listeners.
Thank you.
Once again, Brian Hummel from the American Red Cross. We will continue to get more updates from him as we progress through the next few days. Still a huge task in front of them, but not only the American Red Cross, but the United Way of Midland County definitely thank all of you for not only your monetary donations, but donations of goods and items that they've been able to distribute to displaced families. And also to those of you who are lending yourselves, your strength, your time, your services. It all adds up and certainly all makes a difference. So again, in the noon hour on Friday, we will do another update with Brian Hummel from the American Red Cross here on the Classic Hit Station for all of Central and Northern Michigan.